Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
I'm joined by a woman who recently has appeared in the Australian productions of Mary Poppins and King Kong live on stage, but she's about to tread the boards at Chapel Off Chapel as part of a show called Guilty Pleasures, Angelique Kazimidis. Well, welcome to Joy 94.9.
Hi, thanks for having me, Glenn.
Look, you're very, very welcome. Now tell us, what is Guilty Pleasures all about?
Guilty Pleasures. Okay, I have a little obsession. I love the musical Chicago, and the lovely Josh Robson, who I worked with on King Kong last year, had a really fabulous idea about doing a little show about what led these women to kill their husbands and end up in jail. Obviously, the whole he had it coming. Yes, exactly. Is the sexy, awesome routine. He had it coming from Cell Block Tango. Yes. It's so hot, and they're all so strong and, sexy.
Incredibly.
But we're sort of telling the story, not exactly because we can't, obviously, but a version of what happened before they actually, what pushed them to kill their husbands, what made them get so angry and upset with their lives, with their men, sort of, that led them to, killing him off.
So, I mean, that scene of Chicago is iconic indeed,
yes.
the Cell Block Tango. But I know that this is a one-woman show, so how do you do all of that?
Well, how do I start?
It's obviously a challenge.
It's me. This is very hard to explain.
It's probably something that you can only sort of see on stage but not explain in an interview, I imagine.
Yes, I don't think I'm going to do it justice if I try and explain it through interview. I might do it not very good job. But we've got this amazing sort of a version of that awesome track of it. He had it coming, but not as happy and as dirty. It's a bit sort of light, and that sort of music leads us through to each character.
Mm.
And after we've visited each woman, we have that sort of same melody, but it has a little bit of a flavor from what we experience from each woman that helps us paint the picture towards the next girl.
Now, sorry.
Well,
I guess that there's a whole range of reasons as to why he had it coming. There are a whole range of reasons as to why someone kills their husband. And I guess that forms part of it, does it?
It definitely does. As I said before, these women are shown in that piece so strong and confident. But as I said at the beginning, we sort of show what happens, the lead up to the big, horrible, messy end for all those five men. So, that's pretty much it.
Now, it does include some original music, is that right?
Yes. I am very, very excited to be a part of this, and I'm very proud to say that all the music and the songs in it, this piece, have all been created especially for this show by the amazing Hugo and Rob.
Now, they were part of Dream Song, which I saw recently. It was absolutely fantastic.
Yes, they are quite a little up-and-coming sort of pocket rocket duo that's sort of around the place at the moment, and when Josh mentioned he has some great friends that would be interested in helping us out, I was like, oh my god, yes please.
Now also, you are accompanied by a four-piece band, is that right?
Yes. The lovely, let me see if I get this right, Barney on the piano, Joel on the bass, we have Tom, we call him Dubes, on the drums, and the lovely Rob Tripolino, who actually wrote the music, is going to be on the guitar.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, he's a talent himself, isn't he?
Oh, he's extremely talented. We've been rehearsing and he's been swapping between guitar and keys all throughout the rehearsal period. And I'm just going, wow, I didn't know you could do this. You're a man of many talents.
Well, it all sounds kind of complex and entertaining and interesting. I love that sort of idea of these sort of, many characters with different motivations for basically ending up at the same place.
Yep, that's it. And it's something a little different. And I'm extremely happy to say that it's something original and a new little Australian work. And I'm very excited to be a part of it.
Well, I think it's going to be fantastic and people should get along and support it because this kind of work doesn't come along all that often. New, original, fantastic, fresh Australian work. It's called Guilty Pleasures. Now, it's playing at Chapel Off Chapel and you open tomorrow night. Is that right?
Yep, we definitely do. Tomorrow night from the 9th to the 12th of October.
Yep, so it's people have to be quick in order to get tickets and they can check out chapeloffchapel.com.au. There's also a matinee on the Saturday if can't go on the evenings, but check it out, chapeloffchapel.com.au. It's called Guilty Pleasures. Angelique, thanks so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you. It was great.
Yeah, all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.